Welcome to KGFX Beyond the Mic. I'm News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. The Pier Composite Squadron of the Civil Air Patrol is holding an open house Saturday, June 2, 2018. Deputy Commander of Cadets Richard Rizak says the Civil Air Patrol has been around since 1941.
Civil Air Patrol is a voluntary component and auxiliary of the Air Force. Civil Air Patrol has been around since 6 days before Pearl Harbor. We actually started doing coastal patrol on the East Coast looking for German submarines during World War II and have evolved significantly since then.
Talk a little bit about the local chapter. About how many members and what are some of the activities that you participate in?
We have about four or five cadets. Our cadet program takes in young people from ages 12 to 18. It's similar to a junior ROTC program. Our mandate through the cadet program is to develop dynamic aerospace leaders. We have a number of components to that. One is a leadership program where they go through achievements and attain rank, starting out as an airman and going potentially all the way up to a colonel. There's an aerospace education component, obviously, since it's part of the Air Force, where we teach them all sorts of components as far as aerospace is concerned, aviation, flight, rocketry, all of those types of things. A physical fitness component, a character development component where we teach them ethics and morals in a non-religious secular setting. And we've got about five or six cadets involved right now. We've got about 18 or 19 senior members who are our adult members who come from a variety of different backgrounds. I personally was a cadet here in Pier many, many years ago. And a couple of other members were cadets as well. The squadron here itself actually goes back to the Second World War. One of our current members is 90 years old. She recently received a Congressional Gold Medal for her service as a cadet here in Pier during the Second World War.
A lot of history there.
Yes, and we have another famous person. Our Senator Mike Rounds was also a cadet here in Pier back in the 70s, and that's how he actually got involved in aviation and learned how to fly through the Civil Air Patrol Cadet Program.
Well, if you've piqued some interest, you're having an open house coming up on June 2nd. Talk about what time, where, and what are some of the things people are going to be able to see and do when they stop by?
The open house is on June 2nd from 1 to 4 in our newly donated meeting space out at Northridge Plaza. We are in the old Radio Shack space. We duly thank Northridge Plaza for graciously donating that space to us. They can come out and they can talk to us. We'll have a variety of different tables there highlighting the different components of Civil Air Patrol. One will be the cadet program I talked about. Another one will be one of the three main missions that we have, which is emergency services. We conduct over 90% of the inland search and rescue that's coordinated by the Air Force. Inland mean, obviously, over the ground. Over the ocean is obviously the Coast Guard, but we handle it if it's over dirt. So we handle disaster relief. We handle a lot of different kinds of emergency services type of missions, search and rescue, a lot of work with FEMA. When we had the river flood here several years ago, we had air crews up taking pictures daily of the flood as it progressed so that the powers that be could find out what was actually happening on the ground and allocate resources and things of that nature. Last year during the hurricanes in Texas, Pier actually sent an air crew down to Texas for some time, and they took pictures for FEMA to track how the floods and how the hurricane was affecting everything down there. So, and during the Superstorm Atlas a few years ago, we were out there, taking pictures and tracking things. And based on all of the information we were able to provide to FEMA, the state was able to get a significant portion of money for disaster relief based on the information we were able to provide to FEMA through the pictures that we took. The third primary mission that Civil Air Patrol has, which is aerospace education, that's above and beyond what I just talked about with the cadet program. We are mandated by the Air Force to educate the public regarding the importance and the power of aerospace, not only as far as the Air Force is concerned in the military, but throughout society. I remember hearing not too long ago that the airport here in Pierre is going to have a construction project where they're going to be, you know, putting in a new pad for the ag aviation folks, for the crop dusters and so on. And obviously, we all eat usually 3 times a day, and so we're all affected by, you know, ag aviation. And we are obviously affected by aerospace in almost every aspect of our lives. We just don't even think about it. And so what CAP does is we provide educational materials, STEM materials, science, technology, engineering, math, aerospace materials to educators for all grade levels, starting through kindergarten and all the way up to 12th grade. These are materials that are approved usually to be as part of a teacher's regular curriculum. And we have a number of other things that we do. We work closely with the Discovery Center here in Pierre. Actually, the education director there is a CAP member herself, so we coordinate with them a lot as far as bringing aviation and aerospace to the public.
So people can stop by the open house at any point in time, but it's a busy time of year if somebody can't get there but would like some more details or is wondering when they could stop by and chat with someone. You know, what's a phone number, a website? How can they find people, Richard?
Go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and look for Pierre Composite Squadron. You'll find us there. They can give me a call. My cell is 871-9095. It's on all the time. Those are probably the best ways to reach us in the digital age.
For KGFX Beyond the Mic, I'm Jody Heemstra.